Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercy. Thank you for your blessings we have received. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for making us experience progress in every area of our lives. Thank you for doing impossible things to shock our enemies. Thank you, Lord, for glorifying your name in our lives. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for guiding us through the paths of righteousness. Thank you for your peace and joy that has filled our hearts always. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your strong hand of protection that is upon our lives and families. Thank you for defending us against the deadly attacks of the forces and agents of darkness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making us trample upon serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy, and nothing could hurt us. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your covenant of faithfulness you have established with us in this ministry. We thank you because every time we call upon you, you always answer. You always respond to our requests. You always do whatever we ask you for. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for a glorious future you have created for us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for a beautiful life you have destined for us. A fruitful life, a glorious life, eternal life. You have destined for us a prosperous life. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We have come once again before you, King of the universe, King of glory, to seek your face, to pray. I ask that you meet with us with great power tonight. Let your glory fall. Let your will be done in our lives. Let there be great manifestations of victories. Let us receive unlimited blessings, overflowing blessings tonight as we pray. Have your way among us. Lead us by your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I trust that He will do you good as we pray tonight. I trust that the Lord will visit you and help you and bless you in Jesus' name. We are going to sing worship songs, then we would pray with prayer points. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I have searched through all eternity long and found there is none like you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we love you, Lord. bomb of our hearts. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise you, Father. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise you, El Shaddai. Jehovah, we praise you, Yahweh. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. He made the deaf to hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He walked upon the sea. Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, 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 amen. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 amen. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are hate were created. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power, for Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. We love Thee, Lord. We love Thee, Lord. Yes, we love Thee, Lord. You are God. You alone is our God. We love Thee, Lord. We love Thee, Lord. Yes, we love Thee, Lord. You are God. You alone is our Maker. We love Thee, Lord. We love Thee, Lord. Yes, we love Thee, Lord, You are God. How excellent is Your name, O Lord. How excellent is Your name, O Lord. How excellent is Your name. How excellent is Your name. How excellent is Your name. Oh Lord. How excellent is Your name. How excellent is Your name. How excellent is Your name, O Lord. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. You are Yahweh. Yeah, You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Yes, Lord. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I'll live for you, Lord. Every step that I take, and every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I'll live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name. King of the universe, O Lord. Jesus, we lift up your name. Mighty man of war, Jesus, we lift up your name. We lift you up, Jesus, we lift up your name. I want to sing of your love. I wanna sing of your love. Wanna sing of your mercy. I wanna sing of your mercy. Wanna tell the whole world. I wanna tell the whole world of the greatness of you, of the greatness of you. So I'll sing of your love. I'll sing of your love, and I'll sing of your glory, and I'll sing of your glory, and I'll tell the whole world. I will tell the whole world of the greatness of you. Lord Jesus, we lift up your name. We lift you up, O Lord Jesus, we lift up your name. We lift you up, Jesus, we lift up your name. Lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name. Sing it. Jesus, we lift up your name with the whole of our hearts. Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name. Worship him. Begin to worship him. Begin to worship him. Praise him. Praise him. Adore him. Magnify him. Glorify him. Exalt his name. He is greater than all. Stronger than all. Higher than all, wiser than all, he is the Most High God, the King of Glory, the King of Kings, the King of the Universe, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. Worship him. He is before all things. And by him all things consist. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Praise him. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Rock of Israel. Rock of ages. Rock of our salvation. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. You have done so great things in our lives. You have done wonderful things in our lives. You have done mighty things in our lives. We worship you, Father. We bless your name. We bless your name. You have done us well. You have helped us. You have blessed us. You have preserved us. You have protected us. You have provided for us. You have given us victories. You have healed us. You have redeemed us. You have delivered us. We worship you, Lord. Be praised forever. You have placed your honor upon our lives. Be praised forever. You have done us well. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship. Praises and thanks. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to pray this Thanksgiving prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you. For creating solutions every time I encounter problems. I'm going to say, Father, thank you for creating solutions every time I face problems and challenges. Thank you for creating way out for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Jesus, for creating way out for me, breakthroughs for me, in the midst of my problems and challenges. Thank you for creating way out. Thank you for making ways for me. Thank you for creating solutions for me. In the midst of my problems, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, thank you for creating solutions for me. In the midst of my problems. Thank you, Lord, for creating solutions for me when I am faced with problems and challenges of life. Thank you for creating breakthroughs, way out. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for always leading me by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for always guiding me with your Spirit, with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Say, Father, thank you for guiding me all the time with your Holy Spirit that is in me. Thank you for leading me into all truths, into all righteousness, through your Holy Spirit. Thank you for controlling the affairs of my life through your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God again. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for blessing me with wisdom to solve difficult things. You're going to say, Father, thank you for blessing me with wisdom to solve difficult things, to fix difficult things. In the name of Jesus, begin to thank him like that. Say, thank you, Father, for blessing me with wisdom to solve difficult things, to fix difficult situations. Thank you, Jesus, for the wisdom that you have given to me to know the right thing to do at every point in time. Say, Father, thank you for the wisdom you have given to me to know the right step to take at every point in time. Say, Father, thank you for the wisdom you have given to me to do things that will profit your kingdom and satisfy your desires. Thank you for making me wiser than the enemy. Thank you for giving me wisdom. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, according to your mercy. Use uncommon means, unusual means to help me. Common ways, unusual means, unusual ways to help me, such that everyone will be shocked and surprised when they see my progress. Say, Father, help me through unusual ways. Help me through uncommon ways, such that everyone will be shocked when they see my progress. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, according to your mercies, help me through unusual ways, uncommon means, such that everyone will be shocked at the sight of my progress. At the sight of my success, at the sight of my breakthroughs, at the sight of my victories, help me, O Lord, through unusual ways. I believe you're praying like that. Through uncommon ways. Help me, Father. Bless me through unusual means, uncommon means. Transform my life through unusual ways, uncommon ways, such that even I will be shocked and everyone around me will be amazed at the sight of my progress. At the sight of my transformation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Almighty God, I acknowledge that you are the one that brings things out of nothing. You created the whole earth out of nothing. You created the things we see now out of nothing. Oh Lord, transform my life. Transform my life out of nothing. Heal me out of nothing. Bless me out of nothing. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Almighty God, I acknowledge that you are able to bring things out of nothing. Therefore, change my life. Change my life out of nothing. Bless me out of nothing. Heal me out of nothing. Deliver me out of nothing. Change my life, O Lord. Transform my life in such a way that no one will be able to take the glory. Transform my life all by yourself. Bless me all by yourself. Lift me up by yourself. Change my life, O Lord, according to your power that is able to bring things out of nothing. Change my life, O Lord, according to that power. According to that power. According to that power that is able to bring things out of nothing. Lord, change my life according to that power that creates things out of nothing. Change my life, O Lord. Change my life, O Lord. You are the Almighty God. You don't even need raw materials to create things. You don't need anything to create things. You are able to create things out of nothing. Lord, use that power to change my life. Use that power to change my life. Your power that is able to make things appear from nothing. Lord, change my life with that power. Change my life through that power. Change my life through that power. Change my life through that power. The hashed denuke kala. Roshteke hesuzishini milia. Change my life, O Lord, through that power of yours. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Bible told us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, that the word were framed by the word of God, and that the things that we see do not come from visible things. The things that we see came from what is invisible. The raw material that created the heavens and the earth is invisible. Or you can call it nothing. Yeah, you can't see it. Yeah, because it is the word of God. It's invisible, but it does visible things. It creates visible things. That is the power of God. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, I acknowledge that the heavens and the earth came into existence through your word. You can say, Father, I acknowledge, I agree that the heavens and the earth, including my own life, came into existence through your word. You can say, Father, use the same word to recreate my life, to redesign my life, to change my life. Use the same word. Use the same word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray. Say, Father, I acknowledge that the heavens and the earth came into existence through your word. Therefore, change my life through the same word. I acknowledge that my whole life came into existence through your word. Therefore, change my life by the same word. Redesign my life. Recreate my life. Transform my life in the name of Jesus. Transform my life through your word. Transform my life through your word. Transform my life through your word. Transform my life through your word in the name of Jesus. For by the same word were all things made. There was nothing made without your word. Therefore, O Lord, change my life through your word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You need to know that everything created by God, they respond to the word of God. Everything created by God, they respond to the word of God. Because it is the word that created them. So they must respond to the word of God. So, and that is why faith in the word of God changes things. Because everything responds to the word of God. That is why praying according to the word of God produces results. Because everything must respond to the word of God, because the word of God created them. So only the manufacturer knows how to fix the things in manufactured. I believe you know that. Only the manufacturer knows what to touch, what to do to fix the things, to change the things, to redesign the things he manufactured. So only the Word of God can change this world. Only the Word of God can change your life. Only the Word of God can change your situations. It is nobody. Only the Word of God. It is only the Word of God. So you're going to pray. Everything must respond to the Word of God, including your life. My prayer is that as we pray, as we continue to pray, the situations of your life will respond to the Word of God. In the name of Jesus. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, my faith is in your word. My trust is in your word. Let your word change my life. Since your word created my life, since your word created all things, let your word, let my faith in your word produce results in my life. Let the power in your word change my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, my faith is in your word. And as you are praying this prayer, you are praying because you mean it in your heart. Because you mean it. Say, Father, my faith is in your word. My trust is in your word. Therefore, let the power in your word change my life. Since your word created my life and created all things, visible and invisible, let your word change my life. In the name of Jesus. I believe in your word because I know that your word is able to change my life. Therefore, let the power in your word change my life. Let the power in your word change my life. So my faith is in your word. My trust is in your word. I believe in your word where it says, with your stripes I am healed. I believe in your word where it says that you will supply all my needs according to your riches. My faith is in your word. My trust is in your word. Let the power in your word change my life. I believe you're praying like that. Say, oh Lord, I believe in your word that says that you have delivered me from the powers of darkness. Say, I believe in your word that says that you have translated me into the into your kingdom, into your kingdom of light, into your kingdom of dominion. Oh Lord, I believe in your word. Change my life through the power in your word. I believe you're praying like that. Change my life. Change my life. Change my life. Change my life, O Lord, through the power in your word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. How much do you trust in His word? How much do you trust in His word? If you don't trust in His word, You're not supposed to be here praying. Yeah, because what makes prayer work is His word. Yeah, we pray because of His word. Because of what we have understood in His word. Because of what He has revealed through His word. That is why we pray. Because we believe in His word. We fast because of His word. How much do you trust in his word? How much do you trust in his word? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen my faith in your word. Say, Father, strengthen my trust in your word so that I will not live a wasted life. So that I will not walk through this earth without fulfilling destiny, without making a positive impact. Say, Father, strengthen my faith in your word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, strengthen my faith in your word. Strengthen my trust in your word. Strengthen my faith in your word. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. It is because the just trust in his word. It is because the just believe in his word. Say, oh Lord, strengthen my faith in your word so that I will not live a life of failure so that I will not waste my life achieving nothing. Strengthen my faith in your word, so that I will not fight and keep losing. Strengthen my faith in your word, so that I can win all battles, so that I can experience real success, so that I can experience real prosperity, so that I can experience real deliverance, real healing. Strengthen my faith in your word. For nothing else can change my life except your word. Nothing else can change my life except your word. Therefore, Lord, strengthen my faith in your word. Strengthen my trust in your word, so that I can enjoy my Christian life, so that I can enjoy a lot of grace from you, so that I can walk in power and authority. Strengthen my faith in your word. Strengthen my trust in your word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. How can you trust in His word if you don't know His word? A lot of Christians, they know little of God's word. They know so little. And that is why they are suffering. Because they know so little. How much of the word of God do you know? If you don't know His word, how can you trust in His word? So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with anointing to know the word of God, to understand the word of God. So Holy Spirit, fill me with anointing to know the word of God, to understand the word of God. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, fill me with grace. Fill me with anointing to know the word of God. Fill me with grace. Fill me with anointing to know the word of God, to understand the word of God. Fill me with grace, fill me with anointing, to know the word of God revelationally, to know the word of God by revelations, to know the word of God by understanding. Fill me with anointing to know the word of God by realities, by experiences. Fill me with anointing to know the Word of God, to know the Word of God, to know the Word of God, to understand the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, fill me with grace, Holy Spirit. Fill me with anointing, Holy Spirit, to know the Word of God, to know the Word of God, to understand the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. When it comes to knowing the Word of God, there is awakening that must happen within you. Remember that I said the Word of God created all things, including you. Yeah. Because the Word of God gave us life. The Bible told us that God breathed into Adam's lifeless body the breath of life. And that body became a living soul. And what God used to create that body, of the body of Adam, was also created by the Word of God. So the breath of life is also the Word of God. Because the Bible says the Word was God. In John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Yeah, so you are a product of the Word. Your body is a product of the Word of God. I believe you know that. Yeah, your soul is a product of the Word of God. And this earth you are living is a product of the Word of God. Yeah, so everything came by the Word. Yeah, so when it comes to knowing the Word of God, there's an awakening that needs to happen inside of you. Yeah, it's just like you responding to your Maker. Yeah, that is what I mean by the awakening. Yeah, because you know your Maker, because you came from Him. You know Him before this world was created, because you were in Him. Yeah, you were in Him. So you know Him. But many of us are dead to that knowledge. Yeah, because when Adam fell, we died to God. Yeah, so there is this connection, there is this bond between the created things and the Creator. Yeah, there's a bond between what everything God created and God. Yeah, because God did not just create things and then walked away. No, God created all things, and God is sustaining all things He created. So meaning that God is within all things He created, sustaining them all. Yeah, so we know Him because we came from Him, but we are dead to that knowledge. So there's an awakening that needs to happen in you. Yeah, and then you just begin to feel connection with your Maker. And that is what we call revival. Yeah. You just begin to feel that connection because you came from Him. And there is a bond between the two of you, but you are not aware of that bond because of sin or because of the fall of Adam. Of the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. So we have been dead to that connection, to that bond that we share with our Maker, with our Creator. I don't know if you are getting my point. So we have died to that bond. Yeah. So now that Jesus has redeemed us, the power of His resurrection is able to wake us up, to know Him, wake us up to that bond that we share with Him. That bond is there, but we cannot feel it because we have been dead toward God. So we can't even know that we share a bond with our Maker. But when the power of resurrection of Jesus hits your spirit man, you will suddenly know, and you will not be able to describe that knowing. You will just know that I am a child of God. You will just know it. You just know that God is in me and I am in God. Yeah, that was why Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Romans. He said, the Spirit beareth witness with our spirits that we are sons of God, that we are children of God. So your spirit man will bear that witness. You will just know, your spirit man will just witness it. That, oh, I am now a child of God. I am inside of God. God is inside of me. That bond has been there. Only that God now wake you up to that reality. And then you just feel that connection with your Maker. So that is revival. That is awakening. That is what revival is all about. Yeah, revival is not just about working physical miracles. Revival is about this awakening. Yeah, so you cannot know the Word of God if you have not been awakened to the bond you share with God. Yeah, because how will you believe the Word of God if not by that experience of awakening? So you just know that this is the truth. You cannot explain how you know that it is the truth. You just know that this is the truth. And I have to believe this. And I have to follow this. So that is where the power is. So if we can have this awakening, and if it is strong in us, then your faith will do mighty things on earth. So you're going to pray. I took time to explain this because it is the central message of Christianity. Yeah. And it is the only way your faith will produce results. Yeah, because the devil will come to you to give you reasons why you should not believe the word of God, why you should not trust the word of God. But when you have been awakened in your spirit to know your God, spirit to spirit, because God is spirit, then you will be able to believe everything God has said and everything God is saying. Because you will have no doubt that His word is true. Because it's not just about what you have read. It is now about what you know in your spirit. You just know that it is true. So you are going to place your right hand on your head. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of resurrection of Jesus Christ awake my spirit to know my Creator, to know my Maker, to know my God. Let the power of resurrection of Jesus wake up my spirit man to know my Creator, to know my Maker, to know my God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let the power of resurrection of Jesus awake the bond that I share with God before the world was created. Let the power of resurrection of Jesus activate in my spirit the bond that I have with my Creator before the world was. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying like that. Let the power of resurrection of Jesus do this revival in me. Let the power of resurrection of Jesus do this revival in me right now, right now, right now, right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let the power of resurrection of Jesus bring to life the bond that I have with my Creator before the foundations of the world were laid. Let the power of resurrection of Jesus bring that bond to life. Let my spirit man be released to know my God. Pray. This is one of the most powerful prayer points I have ever prayed. Talk to God. Say, Lord, let the power of resurrection of Jesus wake up that bond that I have with my Maker before the world was. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let my spirit man be released to know my God, to know that I am in God and God is in me. Let my spirit man be awakened to know that I am in God and that God is in me, to know it with experience, to know it with power, to to know it with realities, to know it with senses, with feelings, to know it that I am in God and God is in me. Let my spirit man be released now by the power of resurrection of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, a pastor was asking some people, the members of his congregation, some time ago, and he asked them, he said, how do you know that you are born again? And many of them find it very difficult to answer that question. Yeah, some of them say, because the word of God says, with your mouth, with your heart, you believe God, you believe Jesus unto righteousness. With your mouth, you confess salvation. And many people were giving other answers like, because the word of God says, once I repent and believe in what Jesus have done on the cross, and I surrender my life to Jesus, then I am born again. So many people gave different answers. Yeah, and then he said, those are theories. That all your answers is true. But he said, they are theories. That is just in your head. Yeah. Then he asked them again, how do you know that you are born again? And that you are a child of God. How do you know it practically? Yeah, so many of them could not answer the question. And then he took them to that place in Romans where Apostle Paul said, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So he said, you will know it in your spirit. You will know that you are born again because your spirit man has been liberated to fellowship with God, to experience God, to feel God, to worship God. So you will know it by your spirit. And that is the foundation of your faith in the Word of God. Yeah. So once you know that you are a child of God, you know it spiritually, not just theoretically with your head. You know it in your spirit that you are in God and God is in you. Then when you believe the word of God, it will work. It will work. Yeah. And whatever the Lord tells you by the Holy Spirit, if you follow it, it will work. Yeah, because your faith becomes perfect through that knowledge. And your faith becomes powerful through that knowledge, through that spiritual knowledge. That is your spirit knowing God. Because God is spirit, and then your spirit knowing God spiritually. Not your head knowing God, but your spirit knowing God as a spirit. So which means your spirit can feel God's spirit. Your spirit can worship God in the spirit. Your spirit can fellowship with God. Your spirit can pray. Your spirit can. So we do everything with our spirit. Or maybe I should say we are to do everything with our spirit. Because we are spirit beings. Yeah. So that is the foundation. So until you understand this, your faith in the Word of God might not produce results. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness on my spirit that is blocking me from knowing God spiritually, from knowing God experientially. Destroy every darkness on my spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness on my spirit that is blocking my spirit from connecting with God. Blocking my spirit from knowing God as a spirit. Blocking my spirit from knowing God with spiritual experiences. Blocking my spirit from knowing God with spiritual realities. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. I believe you're praying. Destroy every darkness on my spirit. Blocking my spirit from knowing God spiritually. From knowing God with spiritual realities. From knowing God by spiritual senses. From knowing God by spiritual experiences. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy such darkness. Destroy such darkness. Destroy such darkness. Right now in the name of Jesus. Let my spirit be released to know God, to know my God who is a spirit. The fire of the Holy Ghost to release my spirit man to know God who is a spirit. Release my spirit man. Release my spirit man. Release my spirit man to know God through spiritual realities. Through spiritual experiences, through spiritual senses, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some believers become confused when somebody comes to them and say, how are you sure that that portion of the Bible you are reading, how are you sure that it is God that said that? How are you sure that that place you are reading in the Bible is true? Yeah, because the Bible did not just fall from heaven. So how are you sure that some people have not manipulated and torn some of the letters or the prophecies or the words in the Bible and turn it upside down. And then some Christians will be confused and they begin to think, ah, I think this man is making a point of a truth. How can I be sure that this word is true? Now, the reason why they are confused is because they don't have spiritual connection with God. Yeah, so we don't know that the word of God is true in our head. It is not in your head that you will know that it is true. It is in your spirit man that you will know that it is true. And your spirit, your heart, can never lie. Yeah, because that is the point of existence. That is what gave you life, your spirit. It was when the breath of God entered into that lifeless body of Adam. That was when that body began to live. So your spirit can never lie because it is the essence of life, of your life itself. And so when your spirit confirms that the word of God is true, that is when it will work in your life. Not just when your head confirms, my pastor says this verse, anytime he says this verse, anytime he recites this verse of the Bible or this chapter of the Bible, miracles always happen. So because my pastor said that, so let me just follow and say the same. No, that's not how it will work. Yeah, your spirit must confirm it, or maybe I should say it must be confirmed in your spirit that it is the truth. That is when that word will work in your life. It must be confirmed in your spirit. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, wake up my spirit man to agree and embrace all that is in your word, in your scriptures for my life. All that you have said in your word for my life. All that you have revealed in your word for my life. Wake up my spirit, man, to agree with them, to embrace them all right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, wake up my spirit man. Set my spirit man on fire to agree, to connect with all the truths you have written in your word for my life. In the name of Jesus, wake up my spirit man. Wake up my spirit man. Wake up my spirit man to begin to confirm that your word is true. Wake up my spirit man to begin to confirm that your word is true. Wake up my spirit man. Thank you, Lord. To embrace and agree with all that is written in your word for my life. Wake up my spirit man. To embrace, to witness to the truth of your word, to the truth in your word. Wake up my spirit man. To witness to the truth in your word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Wake up my spirit man. To witness to the truth that is in your word. So that I can live my entire life following your word. Because my spirit knows that it is true. So that I can die believing your word. Because my spirit knows that it is true. So that I can sacrifice all things following your word, trusting your word, because my spirit man knows that it is true. Wake up my spirit man by your fire, O Lord, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you see, there are some challenges you will face in life. It is these things we are talking about that will be your only hope for survival. These things we are talking about, your spirit confirming the word of God. Yeah, because there are some challenges you will face. And you will not even know what to think anymore. Your brain will fail. Because you will be so confused. You will not even know what to believe anymore, what to think anymore. Yeah, because everything would just be against you. Yeah, but if you have built this spiritual strength, you'll be able to look into the Word of God and say, no, this is not what the Word of God says concerning my life. This is not who I am according to the Word of God. This is not my destiny. This is not my portion. And then you begin to reject those negative situations. Yeah, because of the strength that is already in your spirit. Yeah. You see, prophecies, they will fail. But the word of God, the truth of the word of God cannot fail. It cannot fail. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, help me to build a strong spiritual life through meditation in your word, through studying and meditating on your word. Say, Lord, help me to build a strong spirit. Help me to build a strong spirit. Through meditating on your word, studying your word, open your mouth and pray like that. The Lord, help me to build a strong spirit. the strength of your spirit is what would determine how far you will go in fulfilling destiny. Say, oh Lord, help me to build a strong spirit through meditation on your word, studying of your word. In the name of Jesus, help me, oh Lord. Help me, oh Lord. Help me, oh Lord, to build a strong spiritual life. Help me to build a strong spiritual life. Fasting is not enough to build a strong spiritual life. Prayers are not enough. In fact, they are secondary. The first thing that must be done to build a strong spiritual life is the study, is studying the Word of God and meditating on the Word of God. That is the first and the most important thing to do. Say, Lord, help me. Without this one, every other thing we feel. Without studying and meditating on the Word of God, every other thing you try to do, we fail. You try to do to be strong spiritually, we fail. So Lord, help me to build a strong spirit through meditation on your word, studying of your word. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You know, we have been praying regarding or concerning the written word. Now, there is a dimension of the Word of God that is according to His voice, if I can put it that way. There's a dimension of the Word of God that is the spoken word. The spoken word, that is what the Holy Spirit says to you, that is the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the leading of the Holy Spirit, the warnings of the Holy Spirit, the correction of the Holy Spirit. That is the spoken word of God. And that is going to happen in your life when you have really done well in studying and meditating on the written word. Then you begin to hear His spoken word, that is, you begin to hear His voice, or you begin to receive messages from His Holy Spirit through different ways. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your Holy Spirit in me begin to feed me with divine messages from your mind, Du gibst dir, Vater, let your Holy Spirit in me begin to feed me with divine messages from your mind in every day of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, let your Holy Spirit in me begin to feed me with divine messages. Let your Holy Spirit in me begin to speak to me your instructions, your guidance, your directions, your corrections in the name of Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit speak to me from your mind in the name of Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit minister to me from your heart always in the name of Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit feed me with divine messages from your throne, from your heart, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, don't forget where we started from. We started from the fact that everything is created by the Word of God. And only through the Word of God can everything be saved, redeemed, delivered, only through the Word of God. So you're going to pray. There are specific words from God that you need per time to see your life changed. Specific word from God. Specific word from God. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, give me those words that will change my life per time. Those words that I need at every stage of my life, in every day of my life, those words that I need to hear from you, those words that I need to receive from you, and to apply them on my life so that I can see changes and transformation. Oh Lord, begin to release those words into my life. As I open the scriptures, send those words into my life. As I pray, lead me to those portion of the Bible that I need per time. Oh Lord, release your word into my life. The word that I need to follow. Your word that I need to obey. Your word that I need to apply on my life to see changes in my life. To see transformation in my life. Oh Lord, send those words to me. By your Holy Spirit, send your word to me, the word that I need that time to experience the transformation you have for my life, your word of direction that I need per time, your word of instructions that I need per time, your word of knowledge that I need per time, your word of wisdom that I need per time, the word of prophecy that I need per time, for me to follow and experience transformation. Oh Lord, send those words to me in the name of Jesus. Send them to me. Send them to me. Your word that speaks to my life per time. Your word that speaks to every situation I go through. Lord, send them to me in the name of Jesus. Send them to me, O Lord, in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There's another thing about the Word of God that we must get right, otherwise it will not work in our life, or we will not see the Word of God work in our life, and that is obedience to the Word of God. Obedience to the Word of God. So when we obey the Word of God as it is, the Word of God will produce results in our life. When we obey the Word of God as it is. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to obey your word as it is. Help me to obey everything your word teaches, so that your word can save my life, so that your word can deliver me, so that your word can produce results in my life. Help me to obey your word as it is. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Some people, in their quest to disobey the word of God, they begin to misinterpret it because they don't want to do what it says. So they begin to give it another meaning. That is very wrong. Say, oh Lord, help me to obey your word as it is, without adding my own interpretation. Help me to obey your word as it is. Help me to do what your word says, so that I can see your word change my life, so that my faith in your word can produce results. Help me to obey your word. Help me to obey your word as it is. In the name of Jesus, help me. Help me. Help me to do everything your word commands. To do everything your word teaches. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. are going to pray three more prayer points before we round off the session. You're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God consume everything happening in my life that does not align with the will of God. Everything happening to me that does not agree with the word of God, let the hunger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let the hunger of God destroy whatsoever is going on in my life that is contrary to the word of God, contrary to the will of God, contrary to the mind of God for my life. Be destroyed by the hunger of God. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, whatsoever is going on in my spirit, soul, and body that does not agree with the will of God, that does not align with the word of God, be consumed by the hunger of God. Be destroyed by the hunger of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, whatsoever is going on in my environment, whatsoever is going on in my family that does not agree with the will of God, be consumed by the hunger of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. As Christians, we need to begin to create new realities in our lives through the Word of God. We need to put ourselves in a new world. The word of God. That is, you begin to live in a world where only the things the word of God approves is happening. You begin to live in the midst of many realities that are in alignment with the word of God. So which means that anything that does not agree with the word of God would not be seen in your life, would have no roots in your life, and would not even appear in your life. So that is the kind of world we should live as Christians. A world full of realities of God's word and no other realities, only the realities of God's word. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me to pray until the word of God become the reality I live in. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me to pray until the Word of God become the reality of my life. Until the Word of God become the reality I live in. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You can pray to that point. You can fast and pray to that point. To the point that you live in the reality of the Word of God. And anything outside of the Word of God will not be able to survive in your life. Would not even appear. Say, Holy Spirit, empower me. Empower me to pray, to demonstrate faith, to fast, until the Word of God become the reality I live in. Empower me, Holy Spirit, to pray and fast and express my faith and demonstrate my faith to the point where the Word of God become the reality I live in. In the name of Jesus, empower me, Holy Spirit. Empower me, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point, I read one of the books of this man of God called Kenneth Hagin, and in that book he was talking about how the Word of God can become your reality. Yeah, so he said that his life has so much advanced that anyone that comes close to him, they will suddenly not feel certain problems in their lives anymore. Maybe they have like he was giving an example of someone that has diabetes, that used to have high sugar levels in his blood. So he said every time the person come to visit him, his sugar level will just be normal automatically. As long as that person is within his dwelling place, his premises. And whenever that person goes back to his own house, the sugar level will start misbehaving again. Yeah, so he was using that as an example of how you can create by faith, create a different reality around your life that is not the one that people are living in, like another reality that is different from the one that the people in the world are living in. Yeah. So we can by faith create such atmosphere around us because the Word of God is the creator. So by faith in the Word of God, we can live in a different reality. that is higher than the reality that the people, that everybody knows, that every other human being knows. So you're going to pray. I believe a similar thing can happen in your life. If you believe. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to create an heavenly atmosphere, an heavenly reality around my life through faith in your word. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to create a divine atmosphere, an heavenly reality around my life through faith in your word, through complete trust in your word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It can happen. It can happen to you. It can happen in your life. So Holy Spirit, help me to create a completely different world around my life that is like heaven on earth through faith in your word. Help me to create an heavenly reality, an heavenly atmosphere around my life through faith in your word. An heavenly atmosphere where nothing is impossible. Help me to create such atmosphere around my life. An atmosphere of dominion. An atmosphere of power. An atmosphere of grace. An atmosphere of mercy. An atmosphere of victory. An atmosphere of breakthroughs. Help me to create such atmosphere in my life through faith in your word, because your word has never stopped creating things. Your word is still creating things. Help me to create a new world around me through faith in your word. Help me, Holy Spirit. Through faith in the word of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is always sufficient. Thank you for your mercy you have poured out upon us. Thank you for showing us how we can change our lives through faith in your word, through complete trust in your word. Thank you for showing us how we can live in heaven on earth. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your word has never lost you for the power in your word that is able to create new things in our lives out of nothing. Thank you for the power in your word that is able to recreate and redesign our lives to look the way you want it to look. Thank you, Lord, for the authority and power in your word. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask for as many who have joined this prayer session and have asked that you help them. Oh, Lord, in your mercy, help your people now. In the name of Jesus, the help that everyone here, everyone hearing my voice, the help that they need at this time to experience the wonders of your word, oh Lord, release into their lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you will grow spiritually to the point where your faith can no longer fail, to the point where your faith does not fear anymore and does not doubt anymore. I pray that you receive grace to grow to that point in Jesus' name. A grace to take God by his word and run by his word and see his word do miracles. Receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. I decree that everything that the word of God does not approve for your life, I decree that they shall not be able to stay in your life. In the name of Jesus, everything that the word of God does not authorize to happen in your life, I decree that they disappear right now in your life. In the name of Jesus. Faith that is able to wait on God. Faith that is able to make you wait on God till you receive his promises. Receive that kind of faith in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.